Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla. You may know him from putting his body on the line in Jackass, but now Johnny Knoxville is bringing you the wildest stories from the bravest folks he knows on his newest podcast, Pretty Sure I Can Fly. With his co-host, Elna Baker, they have incredible firsthand accounts from folks who surfed 100-foot waves, ride 600 miles per hour in a rocket sled, and wrestle crocodiles just for fun. They've been talking with brave souls who throw caution to the wind and push the boundaries of what humans are capable of. Or, as Johnny would say, they're talking to people who have more balls than a bowling alley. I'm Pretty Sure I Can Fly, Johnny and Elna bring you personal stories from unsung heroes that are part comedy, part adrenaline, and all heart. These are the inspirational, hold my beer stories that will make you want to grab the bull by the horns, literally and figuratively. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly right now, early and free, right now on Wondery Plus. More hilarity ensues with the Fitz dog, and then also the news coming up as well. Good sports coming, all coming your way. First, verdict with Ted Cruz. 2020, impeachment, coronavirus, race riots. Who knows what's next? Well, Ted does. He'll talk about it. No better time to get it right from the source. Senator Ted Cruz and Michael Knowles get back together in D.C. for the first time in months. Verdict with Ted Cruz topped the podcast charts earlier this year with their inside look into the impeachment hearings, and now they're back. As 2020 gets crazier, go behind the scenes in Washington and see what's really happening. And Ted, I'll give it to you, and so will Michael Knowles as well. You check out The Verdict with Ted Cruz. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Again, it's The Verdict with Ted Cruz. Subscribe today. It's a great pod. Lots of information. And in these days, you need that info. So check out Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Need news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gino Grad.
I just got an alert right now. It is down 1,800 points.
Damn.
So hopefully that hemorrhage stops at some point. did you guys hear about Chaz, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone in Seattle?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of crazy. So that's this new area, basically, that's popped up in Seattle after officers left the Seattle Police Department's East Precinct and boarded up the building amid all the demonstrations. Protesters just flooded that area and occupied it for around six blocks of that area. And the sign above the station's door has been a little reworked. It said Seattle People's Department East Precinct. Now it says this space is now property of the people. Photos have shown barriers around the area suggesting that those occupy the area. They're saying it's not Coachella. Bring your sleeping bag. You know, we're here for the long haul. The first event, they're on like night three or four now, was June 10th, described open to everyone who wants to talk about life in the new autonomous zone. Everyone who positions themselves for Black Lives Matter and against police. And they have a list of demands.
It's always good.
Big banner.
Yeah.
And there's a long list, but here's a couple of the main highlights. So some of the demands: abolishing the police department 100% defunding. That includes pensions, disallowing the operations of ICE in Seattle, rent control and de-gentrification of Seattle, free college education, mental health experts on hand for 911 calls. And on the subject of health, this one I was not prepared for.
Foreskin restoration.
No, but I'm sure it's down there. We've heard all of these sort of talking points already. This one I had not heard yet. The document called for medical and care facilities to employ Black doctors and nurses specifically to help care for Black patients.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. It always works when you have someone black working on, like Don King, you know, he represented black fighters so they wouldn't get ripped off or hurt by.
Oh, wait.
That's how it works. Yeah. That's how it always works. It always works best that way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and you know who would probably agree with that demand? Racists.
Yes.
Because that's the way they liked it back then. So why would we? Okay.
Well, it's funny that when the demands trying to stomp out racism end up being racist, you know, like we need black dorms and we need black only graduations at college. Like,
water fountains.
Yeah. We want our own drinking fountains. Yeah.
Own swimming pool.
We like our own counter at the deli.
Yeah. This is odd to me.
Well, it always eats itself, but it also always kind of turns back and becomes whatever it is it was railing against. There's a couple things about this. Obviously, it'll never work. There's no math where this ever works. But the other thing is I saw some pictures and they had put up a smoking section in their new Xanadu. There was like a cardboard sign taped to a tree and it's like smoking section. And I don't know. I just like it. They've taken over. They've planted their flag in the name of Spain and it took them. The first order of business was a smoking section. I thought that's how hyper aware we are of smoking sections now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this guy, look, I don't, is Janet Reno still alive? Because we got to dust her off and get her on this shit because I know she's the woman to handle this.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's interesting, too, because they talked to, of course, the police department and the whole thing about this movement is they're leaderless and there's no one in charge or at least willing to say they're in charge. So the police don't know who to talk to because they don't want another, you know, storm in and, you know, wrestle people out of there and make it a big deal. They want to talk to the leaders and negotiate and just peacefully de-escalate. But there's no one to talk to. It's just like it's like a peaceful Thunderdome. But people are apparently walking around with guns and stuff. There's rumors that they won't let certain people in or out. Some news outlets say we didn't see that, but that's what the police are saying. So, you know, we don't know how hairy this is going to get or if it's just going to be the new utopia and we'll all get on board. Who knows?
It'll be interesting. Obviously it can't work. The problem with the sort of the plan, you know, the new world order where it's like nobody's rich and nobody owns land or everyone's rich and everyone owns land and college is free and everyone gets first class, you know, runs the title world class healthcare and all kinds of stuff. I always describe it as sort of a Rubik's Cube, except for a Rubik's Cube, if you do it and you take some time, you can line it all up eventually. Mm-hmm. This is a Rubik's Cube where somebody colored in a bunch of the different squares and you can twist it.
They pulled off the stickers.
You just keep twisting it and you go, I got it this time. And then you hand it off to another guy. This guy can do it. He's smart. You just keep turning it and it'll never line up. That's the problem with this. But it'll be fun to watch.
Well, I don't know if you saw this guy in the news. FedEx has fired one of its New Jersey employees after the man reenacted the death of George Floyd in front of a group of protesters. And you could just watch the clip as I talk about it. This is one of his buddies on the ground with his knee in his neck. And you'll see the rest of the stuff in the clip. So the peaceful protesters, they were flanked by police. They marched past this group of men. You know, the guys standing on this dude's neck. Trump flags, American flags, thin blue line flag, All Lives Matter signs. The group, which included one man kneeling on another's neck, he shouted at the protesters. FedEx told TMZ the behavior depicted in this video, which involved a FedEx employee, is appalling and offensive. The employee in question was immediately removed from all FedEx work duties while our investigation is concluded and all internal procedures are followed. So don't mess around, people. You're not going to keep your job.
In a world where...
No, they fired him overnight.
Good stuff.
In a world where you can get shit canned for not making a declaration about how you stand with Black Lives Matter, kneeling on a coworker while people are filming it. He had to know.
Yeah.
He had to know that. I always wonder, it's my theory that I developed on Loveline, which is like, I go, how did you find out your boyfriend was cheating? It's like, oh, he left his phone out and it was open and there was a text on it and he left it in the kitchen on the counter. And I'm like, I think he wanted to break up.
Yeah.
Like, this guy wanted, he wanted to move on, right? He's got a country band. They're starting to get some traction.
Yeah.
He wanted to leave FedEx, but he didn't want to tell his wife he was quitting and going full country, so he did this. Right.
And now he's got a
lucrative
fan base.
Offer. Yeah, lucrative offer from DHL.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
Well, and there's been a few of these signs. There's, you know, a few Facebook profile pictures that's been going around with people jokingly kneeling on people's necks. So I don't know if this is the new meme that's going to get squelched or not.
I thankfully haven't seen it, but these people have to.
One's like a grandmother.
They have to be self-employed, right?
She's
really?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let me see. Guys, I don't know if you could find that or not.
We have the video of Nate looking at the celebrity blowhards and the proclamations. Good. Now, hold on a second. He's in the business. We make documentaries. Let me hit Postmates. The Corollas, man. We're all up in Postmates. At least my kids are. They're all over. My wife is as well. Food right to your door. Non-contact delivery. Everything gets left right outside. And or there's a Postmates pickup, support your neighborhood spots right now. We've been ordering from our neighborhood restaurants. And one good thing about this thing is keeping the local places up and going until they can finally start opening the doors and letting people in. Postmates doesn't just deliver burgers and sushis, but anything you need. Walgreens, 7-Eleven, whatever. You need it. They got it. Just download Postmates on iOS, Android, and find your favorites and get anything you want delivered within an hour, right, Dawson?
For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code Adam Carolla. That's code ADAMCAROLLA for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it.
Mm-hmm. Nate is now looking. Now, Nate makes documentaries and movies. So
he's co-director of Uppity.
Co-director of Uppity. Black Lives Matter's choice on Netflix. All right, he's going to watch it. He should be better at this.
I take responsibility.
The Breaking Bad kid, what's his name?
I take
responsibility.
Probably some model.
I take responsibility.
I don't know who that is.
For every unchecked moment, for every time it was
Kristen Bell.
To ignore,
I remember her.
For what it was.
Every not so funny joke.
Don't know that guy.
Every unfair stereotype.
Every blatant injustice.
Is that the girl from Will and Grace?
Every time I remain silent.
That's the bad guy from a TV show. That's Ron Howard's daughter, I think.
Or turned a blind eye. I take responsibility. Black people are being slaughtered in the streets, killed in their own homes. These are our brothers and sisters, our friends, our family.
I know. Is that Piper Perabo?
We are no longer by
Piper Perabo.
Wow. Did you get it?
Got Piper Perabo.
The hardest name there.
No longer allow racist, hurtful words, jokes, stereotypes, no matter how big.
I know all these guys' movies. I can name.
I will not turn.
Stanley Tucci, by the way, Fitzdog, said no more jokes, no more racially based jokes. He's not going to stand for it. So I don't know.
Italians are like that, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I don't want to tell you what to say, but I'll run your actor Tucci and see if he salutes. If not, he may circle a few jokes. He may have an issue.
Yeah, there's going to be an issue when I play a game called Guess the Asian, which I did on my last special, where I went into the crowd and I guessed the ethnicities of every Asian woman in the crowd with alarming accuracy.
Stanley finds that problematic.
Yes, I would imagine he would.
Okay. I do like now celebrities are blowing so hard that they're announcing that they're not going to endorse any jokes of that could be anything close to racial or allow it.
It's a third of all comedy.
I'd say. Yeah. Okay, Stanley. Thank you. You know what we should do? Get these guys out to you ever see those wind farms? Outside of on the way to Palm Springs,
sure.
Way to Coachella.
Sometimes you're driving out there, and those things aren't doing anything. They're just sitting there, frozen. You know what I mean? Not generating any kilowatts. Let's get Tucci and his celebrity buddies from this video to get out there and get those fucking things moving with their fucking blowhard pablum. Wouldn't that be awesome? Get a good. Yeah, I guess, tell Tucci.
Bring money. A lot of good.
Hey, you like clean, green energy? Yeah. You're a mega blowhard? Right. Okay. I just made a fucking peanut butter cup. We'll take you and your fucking blowhardism, and then we'll get those big windmills moving, and we'll light up the city. And I'll go have a date shake over here at Hadley's and laugh my ass off. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Go ahead, Gina.
Well, in the spirit of Shelley Luther and everything she's done, this is a very interesting story I think you will probably reference in the coming days. No cases of coronavirus have been linked to two Missouri hairstylists who saw 140 clients last month while symptomatic, according to county health officials and CNN.
Wow.
Both stylists worked at the same Great Clips location. The clients and the stylists all wore face coverings. The salons had set up other measures, social distancing, staggering appointments. Of the 140 clients and seven coworkers potentially exposed, 46 took the test. They all came back negative. All others were quarantined for the duration of the incubation period. The 14-day incubation period has now passed. No coronavirus cases linked to the salon beyond the two stylists. They also checked in with all of the people that didn't get tested and apparently symptom-free, at least right now.
In the salon and nail specialists or technicians, I think she called them.
Nail technicians?
I think.
Yeah, nail tech.
Nail tech, which were right up there, you know, when Trash Man got moved to, you know, sanitary
or whatever.
Yeah. That's, yeah. I know a euphemism when I hear one.
Started when they started calling comics comedians. Come on.
So, now you can look it up there, Max Pata, but nail polish has, I think, benzene in it or something in it that is noxious. It's bad. It's like, it's toxic. I'm not one of these people, but I have walked in. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this, but I've walked into my bedroom and my wife is like done her nails and you walk in and it's like your eyes start watering. Like
it's pungent.
The nail polish is tough and it's got to be a brain cell killer. It is not good. And if you ever go into one of those places where they have, like, they do the haircuts here and they got the ladies doing the nails over there, if they don't have that thing with the super induction vent going on, if they don't have Stanley Tucci and company standing next to them blowing toward an exit, it hits hard. And
it stings.
There should be a little more ventilation, because I will bet you, just like we do it with the NFL linemen, you know, they die and then we do the autopsy on their brain and we find all that weird brown in there. I guarantee if you found these women who had 40 years into the nail all day, that's all they do is paint that shit on. I'll bet you if you examine their brain, you'd find the same thing.
Not to mention the fumes coming off some scraggly 70-year-old's toenails.
That's right.
The cheese.
Yeah, CTE.
The between-toe cheese. It's happening.
It has
BTC.
Toluene in it, which affects the central nervous system, right? Is that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Its major use is an additive in gasoline. And then it's some out of formaldehyde, dibutyl phthalate. I don't know.
Regular nail polish is kind of toxic shit. And every 13-year-old girl in America is like in her room with the door closed, putting it on with her friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's again, look, if we're going to worry about third hand smoke, we should. Can't they make that stuff with? First off, everything at Home Depot is water based now. Like, you can't get paint for your fence or primer for your fence that's not water based. And it's all doesn't smell like anything. What are these ladies doing with their fingernails? I mean, why does it need to be as durable as it is? They must have some green version of that shit, Maxipata. Like, there's got to be some sort of water-based, chemical-free, low-odor, whatever nail polish that nobody wants to use.
You can do gels, and they don't, to my knowledge, from my experience, they don't really have that smell, and literally you just peel it off. It doesn't chip, but it's very expensive. I think nail polish is cheap. People are used to it.
Yeah, because, you know, you really go through a bottle of that stuff fast. Polishing every other month with 10 strokes of the brush. I mean, when I do foot worship and I'm a vegan, I insist there's no animals used in the nail polish.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't even want that in my mouth.
Yeah. Foot worship.
Yeah.
I always wonder, does that mean you have low self-esteem or one would have low self-esteem?
I don't know what that, I don't know what would cause somebody to have that.
Well, can I ask this? All the people who explain away all the bizarre, deviant sexual behavior, that whole thing where it's like, well, you know what it starts? You know, you're a little kid, you're 2 years old, your mom is in the kitchen, she's barefoot. Right, so you want to fuck her later? Like, yes, we've all experienced it when we're all two, and we've all experienced a taller mom walking past us. I didn't start beating off.
Right.
Why is this always explained away that way? Oh, yeah, right. So yeah. That's why you're dressing up like a garanimal butt fucking your neighbor.
Yeah, because my mom gave me a teddy bear when I was 13 and hitting puberty.
Right. She was barefoot, though.
Yeah.
She should have been wearing Uggs in the kitchen. Yeah. She scrambled your brain sexually.
I think there's something about it, though, that I admire. Like when you watch those, HBO always has those shows late at night, Real Sex, where they show all these crazy fetishes.
I would talk more about it, but I have a class action lawsuit that I'm spearheading against them because I always go, ooh, Real Sex, what do we got here?
Yeah, right.
Is this some hot body competition or is this
it's a little too real.
It's like mud wrestling.
Naturist.
No. We go to Schnitzelburg, Germany, and it's like heavy, the chick with the fetish, the dude's hung by his nipples in the 70s. It's like, this is the opposite of Jackal.
Oh, yeah. Can I get the under 65 version of Real Sex? It's always like, I saw one and there was a woman riding her husband. They were both naked and they were both about 60. And he was on all fours and she was riding him like a horse.
Right.
And he had on a horse bridle.
Yeah.
And a little saddle.
Right.
And then as he was riding her, she took a carrot. And she put it in front of his mouth, and he took one bite, and then she reached back, and she stuck it up his ass, and then everybody had an orgasm. And I was like, good for them. You know, they figured that out. That doesn't come to you easily. There's a lot of trial and error.
Mm.
Maybe it could have been a zucchini the first time, and he went, eh.
Hey, if it's...
Well, no, that's why he took a bite. That's why he took a bite, because that pointy end got him a few times.
They had the order correct. The last time, they flip-flopped the order with the bite and the asshole.
Yeah.
Hey, by the by, Fitzdog, I'm going out of town this weekend to Zany's. I need someone to watch the kids. And you have a lot of good stories.
Are they having a party where I can entertain?
I think you do it in a more casual way. You sit down, you start talking about Real Sex on HBO. You weave the tale about the pony and the rider and the fella and their unique relationship.
Kids love horses.
Kids love horses.
Yeah, you gals like ponies.
All right, let me hit the legal Zoom. It's a new world out there with new challenges. You need to get some legal help to overcome a lot of those challenges, and that's where LegalZoom comes in. Wondering the best way to protect your family? Thinking of starting a business? Don't get legal questions held back. Go with LegalZoom. Don't let it hold you back. And Mark Garagos, who'll be in here in about 10 minutes, tells people go to LegalZoom. If you don't want to pay those billable hours, you go with LegalZoom. Get the right solutions for over 19 years. Protect your family with a living trust. Start a business, a DBA, LLC, nonprofits. You can get all started online at LegalZoom. Right, Dawson?
Visit LegalZoom.com today to take care of some important things you need to get done. That's LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom, where life meets legal.
What else, Gina Grad?
So we touched on the firings and stepping down and resigning of Bon Appetit and different places in corporate America. I don't think we talked about CrossFit. CrossFit CEO Greg Glassman has resigned from the workout program he founded 20 years ago after he received backlash from a racist comment he tweeted last weekend.
How awesome is this for Papa John, the Papa John pizza guy, right?
That's right.
Like, this guy was just sitting on the sideline on an empty bench. He got shit canned or Me Too'd or Black Lives Mattered, you know, a year and a half ago. And now he's got company now, right?
Yeah, down the well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So responding to a tweet suggesting that racism is a public health crisis, Glassman tweeted, "It's Floyd 19. The comment was immediately criticized and saw gyms and companies, including Reebok, ending their relationship with CrossFit. The company issued an apology on behalf of Glassman, but then BuzzFeed News obtained audio of him from a company's Zoom meeting saying that neither he nor his staff are mourning George Floyd. Glassman ultimately decided to resign and issued a statement saying, "I cannot let my behavior stand in the way of HQ's or affiliates' missions. These are too important to jeopardize."
How do you obtain video of the Zoom meeting?
You can record a Zoom meeting.
They contacted somebody from the meeting.
Yeah, or audio. Yeah, get your phone recording or whatever.
Right. But now, how does it work when you record your Zoom meetings? Should you announce that you're recording? Like, should you know? Like, what is the legal obligation?
There's a red dot on it that says recording, so people know you're recording.
Ours says recording. But they probably just held their phone, you know, and just put it right here and left it recording. Like, somebody probably from the Zoom meeting.
Mm.
So now, the audio makes its way to, like, you know, a news outlet. He didn't have a lot of fans. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's someone they made it there for a reason. It wasn't like, oh, this needs to be heard. Like, no, it was a bit of a hit job.
Yeah. All right. It's weird when you start a company. You know, that was the whole Papa John thing. Like, that he started that company and he's out.
Out politely. Yeah. Out saying, I'm doing what's right for, I don't know, a company that I'm no longer at. That means he's got stock options or something, right?
Yeah, he started the company, but now he's got a corporate, you know, parent company or something that owns it, or whoever's putting pressure on him, and then he's got stocks, so he probably doesn't want the stocks to go down, so he taps out. It's kind of and I don't know how old he is, but, you know, a lot of guys don't retire or don't know when to retire, don't know how to retire. This is like a forced retirement for a lot of people. All right, again.
I'm glad, because I did CrossFit once, and I had some fucking Nazi ex-Green Beret guy, and I did it for an hour, and I hung in with it. It was the most painful hour of my life. I was sore later. Fuck this guy. I'm glad he's out.
Yeah.
He's 63.
You're right.
Yeah, it's time to retire.
I've never done CrossFit, but I find it shaming, because there is a CrossFit gym that's across the way from a warehouse that I own, and they have a lot of glass out front. And when I see those chicks and dudes in there hoisting and doing the deadlifts,
tires.
And pounding tires with a sledgehammer,
yeah,
I'm taking another bite off my hoagie. A little single tear comes down. I'm like that Indian by the side of the highway. I'm like, wow, these people are so fucking disciplined. Look at them.
Now, they need a drop of mayonnaise.
Yeah, they should do those places up like strip clubs. You know what I mean? Get rid of all the windows. Put up some stucco.
Blackout curtains.
Fucking spare me.
On stage 9.
That's right.
Andy is doing reps of 150 pounds in your face.
God, who we get next? I don't know. How do you guys feel? I know there's a sort of Schadenfreude aspect of this. I mean, everything sort of boils down to a dynamic, a psychological dynamic. There's something flawed in us, in human beings, as we like to see other people be called out and suffer, an element of I'm glad, you know, glad it's not me and all that kind of shit. And we used to keep it in check. We used to tamp it down. We used to pretend like we were above it or over that or evolved past it. But we're in a new era where all these horrible sort of inclinations or these horrible facets of being a human being, all the shit they tried to work out of you when you were 9. You know what I mean? Like, you can't do this. You know, it's like somebody would slip and fall and smack the ground. And when you were 9, you just laugh your ass off. And then someone said, hey, you're not allowed to do that. Like, you're not. And or someone would go, here's your bowl of M&Ms. Share them with your sister. And you go, fuck that witch. And you just take them all. And there are all these things that we attempted to kind of push out of young people. We haven't been doing a good job of that. And now the chickens are coming home to roost, because we got a whole bunch of fucking people that are digging it when other people are getting fired and canceled and losing their livelihood. And they're announcing that they're digging it, which is what that's the jump the shark part, the part where we're vocal about it. You know, we all have feelings like, oh, good, got rid of that guy. I didn't agree with him, but we didn't announce it. We're getting to a place now where we're announcing it. And
celebrating it.
And we need to reel it in a little bit, because the whole cancel culture thing is dangerous. It doesn't really have an end. It'll eventually get to everyone. And the reason it'll eventually get to everyone is if you're going to change the rules constantly, if you're going to, then everyone is going to get Me Too'd or Black Lives Mattered eventually, because we're just going to find a picture of the guy who ran Bon Appetit magazine in a beige face from 17 years ago, and then he's going to be shit canned. Like, everyone eventually will catch up to everybody.
Well, look at poor Ellen DeGeneres, the nicest woman in America.
She's an angel.
And she got canceled just because she fired her production company during the pandemic.
She's a dear. Well, first off, I don't know her personally, but I've seen her dance. And that is that has convinced
joy.
Me. Joy. It's an expression of unbridled joy. And they can't contain herself. And I'm sure her segment producers and others around her probably said, do not dance. And she went, I must.
I must dance.
I gotta dance.
It's how I know I'm alive.
It's the way she connects to the universe and Housewives at the same time.
Yes.
And I worked for her for a couple of years, and I can tell you, just a wonderful person.
The best, right?
The best.
I've been saying that from afar.
Yeah.
But you actually worked with her.
And personal, and the joy. She danced in the hallways. It wasn't just on the show.
Wow.
Yeah. If she saw somebody was down, like, a receptionist, she'd go over to that desk and she
office,
would dance.
Office door always open.
Always
or,
open.
Or pulled the pins on the hinges and physically removed the door. Which
removed the door.
Removed the
and
door.
Put a pass-through window. Mm. So if you just needed a quick hit of Ellen, you could get that.
I've been a guest on the show a few times. I felt the segment producers, I've never seen people more comfortable at ease.
Relaxed.
Some would come in and I'd say, I'm going to talk about my family vacation. And they go, or not.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's up to you. And they walk out.
And it was also tears of joy. I saw a lot of employees crying. And I just, and it's tears of joy.
I'll tell you, don't sleep on the French dip. They had a carving station. I don't know if it was, a craft service. I don't know if it's just the day I was there. It was a Thursday, I assume. But they do a French dip. They have a carving station.
Yeah. Thinly sliced.
Thinly sliced. Out of this world.
Girl Scout cookies year round. Not just the spring.
Mm.
She finds other, because it's in other countries, Girl Scout season is different times.
I heard her talking to an intern. First off, I had learned there were four new interns that day. She called them all by name. And I was like, you took the time to remember everyone's name and welcome them onto the set. It was such a – it felt safe.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would ever leave.
If you're a guest on the show, she goes and introduces you to the interns when you're a guest.
Yeah, why would you ever leave the warmth of that ingratiating hug?
Do you know where I went from writing on that show? I went from writing on that show to the following week I wrote on The Man Show. It was the biggest 180 in show business history.
Yeah, neck brace.
Really?
Yeah, I wrote after you guys left. I wrote for Rogan and Stanhope.
I was going to say, we'd have guys like Jeff Ross and guys that kind of float in and float out, Right at Home and stuff like that. I didn't know. Did we employ? All right. Let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Last but not least, JB Weld, man. I've been telling everyone, get out into that garage and get a project going. It'll make you sane. Big or small repairs, home or garage. Ordinary household glue. Well, it's got the word ordinary in it. You need something strong. You need something better. And there is a better choice, JB Weld. They're a proud sponsor, and they're great. I know the owner. I was at SEMA, the big auto show in Vegas. I was walking around, and I walked into the JB Weld booth, and I struck up a conversation. And I've been into this stuff for years because in the automotive world, we use it a lot. But now they do everything. They do the quick dry stuff and the crazy glue style stuff, and they do the two-part epoxies, wood, metal, plastic, whatever. JB Weld it. It's available at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Walmart, Amazon, Michaels, and more. JB Weld. All right, let's see. I'm heading out to Zany's. Might be a couple tickets left for that. We're doing a book signing at, I think, 4:30 or 5 o'clock. I got two different numbers.
Yeah, let's do 4:30. I think that's safe to say now.
Over at Zany's. We're getting our first batch of books over there. So come on out and say hi. Also, Fitz Dog, Sunday Papers with Gibby.
Yeah.
Fitzy and Gibby.
Tackling the news stories of the week in a funny way. Goes out on Sundays.
Available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And, of course, Fitz Dog Radio as well. And YouTube channel, Greg Fitzsimmons. And go to his website, fitzdog.com, and look for some of those dates coming out. Good sports coming up next. Till next time, this is Adam Carolla for, Shelly. Shelly Luther and Fitz Dog and Gina and Bald. Saying mahalo.
Stick around. Dave Damashek and Adam Carolla return with good sports right after this.
Ace and Shecky, let's do it. Good sports.
The Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to the Friday episode of Good Sports. Dave Damashek here. Adam Carolla over there. Ace, we're one day closer to the resumption of our beloved sports. Yesterday, I encourage everybody to go back and listen to the very fun conversation with Chael Sonnen. We got into all manner of subjects, including Fight Island. Good stuff with him. I think we kind of figured out some good stuff. I like his sense of whimsy. Mike Tyson maybe getting back into the ring, and who would be a good foe for him to stand across from?
Yeah, we're really, well, the one thing I've learned from being on this planet for the last 3.5 months is I would not say anything was impossible or any idea was crazy anymore. Do you know what I mean? There's no such thing. You know, Bill Cosby's in jail. The mighty have fallen. Folks you never heard of are taking over. There's a pandemic. It's just Donald Trump is president. Could you say no to anything anymore? I mean, that's never going to happen, or that's a bad idea, or no one's going to go for that.
Like, talking about the future. See, that's the future ramifications are fascinating. Also, though, you also love your old movies and you love your old insane stories, too. And everything that's happened in man's recorded history up until the year 2020, or maybe this decade-ish or so, like, it's kind of like, yeah, it's kind of toothless by comparison. It's like, yeah, tell me about Joey Buttafuoco. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, wait, a one figure skater hired a hitman to kneecap her chief rival? Like, meh, I don't know. That's kind of interesting. B- compared to 2020. What's happened here? You're absolutely right. Things are never going to be the same, and everything that happened previously kind of pales in comparison to the insanity of our times. But they always say you want to live in interesting times, and so we did.
Well, I was laughing just like 20 minutes ago. People are up in arms over Jimmy Fallon and blackface, right? Like, we're like, this is an outrage. Picture the outrage of that versus what's currently the climate since that.
That's exactly what you're talking about. There's not enough for you to talk about now. You have to dig up
right
20 years ago.
I do. My favorite term is they've unearthed video. Like, you mean that comes in a box set at my dad's house? Like, that, how, unearthed, newly unearthed, by the way.
It really is. It's a little bit too much credit. It's the set, like, yeah. Yes, rescuing a dog. All right, settle down. And second, unearthed, you're not an archaeologist out in Egypt digging 15 feet below soil you surfed the web for a few minutes.
You could have been waiting at a Starbucks and looked at your phone and found that video from the time you put in your order, your Frappuccino order, to the time it arrived. You could have found that video on your goddamn phone. That
please
is not
call me doctor. Please call me doctor from now. I'm a doctor of archaeology. I wanted to get Ace your opinion before it gets too much further away. Obviously, it's a week past now, or about 9 days past, I guess, since Drew Brees put his foot into a mess that he didn't have to. A few things about Drew Brees. Obviously, I care more about what you think, but I just want to say about the Brees thing. We always pine for athletes to be unvarnished. Tell us what you really think. But Drew Brees says something, and then now, I mean, legitimately, the rest of his life is going to be different than it otherwise would have been if he wouldn't have. And the most striking thing to me is he merely was toeing the line of the league from 2 years ago. The league banned you kneeling because it was a show of disrespect, and we don't want anybody to misconstrue the patriotism of our players, so we're going to require if you're out on the field, you have to stand and show respect for the flag. Drew Brees repeats exactly that stated league policy. He must be like that. Remember in Stripes when Russell Zisky, like Sergeant Hulk, is like, everybody step forward who had anything to do with this. And Russell Zisky and Bill Murray, they both kind of step forward. And Bill Murray steps back, and then Russell Zisky steps the whole way forward. He's right. Like, it's Harold Ramis. He's like, what happened to everybody? That must be Drew Brees right now. Like, what happened? I just said what we were supposed to say, I thought. Now I'm the one who's going down for all of this. I don't support Drew Brees' remarks for the record, but he must just feel like a man on an island. Like, what? What happened? I thought this was what we were supposed to say per the league.
In a weird, well, I always have this sort of thought about, you know, the Twilight Zone, you know, you're going to get wished out into the cornfield. That's always my analogy for what's going on. You say something and little Billy Mummy's going to wish you out in the cornfield. You have to come back and apologize to him. Like, no, little Billy, you turning that man into a jack in the box. That's a good thing. That's a real good thing. That's a real good thing. So everyone needs to be apologized to. Now, here's my thoughts on it. And, of course, the coach of the Denver Broncos made a fairly benign statement about meritocracy and the NFL's a meritocracy. And we're an example of how this country should work, that if you're the best at what you do, you're out on that field. If you're not, like, he made a very sound and fairly important statement, which is, in the NFL, we're all about meritocracy. The best players play. That's the way we all want it. He had to walk that one back, too. So here's my question. If all the dingbats in the media keep explaining from Mount Pius, where they reside, Sheck, if you idiots are going to keep explaining that we need to have an honest dialogue about race relationships as it pertains to this country, and then every time somebody opens their mouth, you demand that they apologize, otherwise they're going to get wished out into the cornfield, that makes it difficult to have an honest dialogue. If we're going to have an honest dialogue, let's, you know, race, it's a hotbed issue. Let's talk about an honest dialogue between the snack candy, Goobers, and Raisinets. Okay, we're going to have an honest dialogue about Goobers versus Raisinets. I like Goobers. Okay, you like Raisinets. You like Raisinets? You may no longer have a job. You're unemployable now. You're going to a cornfield. Okay, we had nice, honest dialogue. Are we done with our honest dialogue? That's an honest dialogue. I think to have an honest dialogue about SUVs. I like Volvo. I think the Ford Explorer. Okay, you're getting fired. You're out of a job. That's our honest dialogue. You've been begging for an honest dialogue about this, but every time somebody brings up a point that's counter to your point, they must be removed from their job?
Well, I mean,
it's going to be hard to start that conversation.
I hear you, but it's like I'm sure you and I could go round and round about this for hours on end, because of course it's the same thing, you know, like Laura Ingraham last week with the, like, with Drew Brees, it's just his opinion, and I get that, but that's not just in a vacuum though, because Colin Kaepernick lost his whole career for essentially sharing his opinion. So it's the same thing. And it's also the parsing of each other's words constantly to warp the argument. Like, that's not even what we're talking about now. But you can seize on an element of something that somebody, exactly, whether it's Denver Broncos head coach or you know,
well,
peaceful protest marches, and like, no, but it's the looters. It's like, but that's not what we're talking about here.
Nobody. The point is this: no, you're not allowed to weigh in. That's what the Denver.
I think that's the right point.
The Denver Broncos coach said something that was patently obvious and made a lot of sense. Like you said, you know, the NFL, we do it right here. We run a meritocracy of obviously, you see some teams, the entire defensive side of the ball is African American. They're putting the best players out there. That's the way it works. And that's all we should sort of hope for as a society. He said, what was his comment, Gary? But it was,
the full context you are right about. But if you start lifting sentences from it and elements of it, yes, you can definitely warp it. And I get why, if you're looking at certain elements, like, well, that's inaccurate what he said. But what Fangio said, I get you in broad strokes. Yes, this is something to aspire to, that things are determined based on your talent and all those kinds. That was his point. But then people get stuck in the weeds on, people get very nuanced when it serves their purpose to combat somebody else. But they can accept whole cloth other things. Yeah, right. That's the thing that's crazy is how inconsistent
Gary,
people are.
So here you go. To Sheck's point, this is from an ESPN article, and this is what they identify as the problematic section. I think our problem in the NFL along those lines are minimal. We're a league of meritocracy. You earn what you get what you earn. I don't see racism at all in the NFL. I don't see discrimination in the NFL. We all live together, joined as one, for one common goal, and we all intermingle and mix tremendously.
I find that problematic, Gary.
He's a football coach, too, by the way. He's not a politician. He's not. He was making a statement, a broad statement about the value in the same sense that Adam Carolla waxes about the meaning of football to him in middle school and high school is what Fangio is talking about.
He's and not also
addressing 2020 National Football League hiring policies, and there aren't enough men of color in coaching positions. He's not talking about that. He's talking about the meaning of football and what it does in that locker room. That's what he's talking about. Don't parse his words.
He's really also giving his experience and his opinion. It's his. That's what his experience is. How do we take that away from him? You know what I mean? That's what he has gathered. You know, I talk to people all the time. They go, oh, isn't that so-and-so a douchebag, or isn't that so-and-so a bad guy? And I always go, I don't know. My experience with that person is they've been good to me, but I really don't know what they're like with their wives behind closed doors. But I'm telling you my experience. Am I not allowed to share my experience? They're asking him, what do you think? He doesn't speak for all of the NFL. He's telling you his experience with the NFL, and we cannot have we want an honest dialogue, and we're going to shut down a guy who's giving his experience. That's not a road to an honest dialogue.
That's the right. If you have an actual conversation about it, you can get to what Fangio meant by his statement. It's disingenuous to pretend that you don't know what he meant. If all you have to do is take 5 minutes to read it, but it works. That works both ways. And we could do that forever. I think the bottom line is really, I don't think there was a better statement, and not with words, but really, I always say it's my favorite picture of the 21st century in sports is Chris Long, not just a white man, but a white man of privilege. He's Howie Long's son after all. And, you know, Malcolm Jenkins was raising his fist to make the statement he wanted to make. Chris Long didn't weigh in per se. He just put his hand on Malcolm Jenkins' shoulder like, I hear you. That's all, you know, that's you keep hearing that recurring thing. I'm here and I'm listening. Chris Long put his hand on, I hear you. I'm not weighing in either way on whether you're right or what I think about. He let him be heard. I don't think it's that hard to get away with. It's very difficult, though, because you're right. To answer any question when there's a microphone in your face, you have now been a million times over seeing guys get burned by that. Off to just do what Tom Brady or the best at doing that, like just deflect or Bill Belichick doesn't say anything. Like, yeah, what incentive does he have in this climate?
Nobody.
Just keep your yap shut. Say, let's just talk about the game. Whatever game's next, that's what I want to talk about next.
All right, well, I'll tell you what's next. True Nijin. been taking this daily supplement called True Niagen. I've told you guys about this. It's been about 3 months now. I love it. I know the owner of the company. He did his homework, and I don't know if you guys know about NAD levels, but they decline up to 80%, by the way, especially if you're exposed to the virus, and they decline when your cells are left with a shrinking supply of valuable energetic resource. And the point is you get older, you get weaker, your cells get crappier, and this stuff, and your immune system as well, aging, NAD. It's the only one. It's the only NAD supplement. It's backed by Nobel Prize winning scientists, 10 human studies, and global regulatory approvals for safety and efficacy. And that's True Niagen. And I talked to Shannon Sharp about this, by the way. Who's in better shape than Shannon Sharp, everybody?
Oh, man.
And he takes True Niagen. So visit TRUNIAGEN.com. And you use the code GOODSPORTS for $20 off any 3 month plus supply. Good until June 30th. It's really good stuff. You do the homework, you check it out. All right.
Very good, Ace. Good times the last few days. Again, go to listen to Chael Sonnen and everybody. Some fun conversation there if you're a fan of MMA and or the sweet science, and have a great weekend. I'm headed off to Fight Island. I'm going to go lay out on the beach a little bit, Ace. I hope you have a good one, and we'll pick up the hot sports talk next week.
Thanks, Jack.
All right. Adam Carolla, Dave Damaschek, Good Sports Time.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow the Ace Man on Twitter at Adam Carolla. And remember, you can watch this broadcast at youtube.com/Adam Carolla. Leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1734. I forgot. 888-634-1744. There you go. And pre-order Adam's book. It comes out on the 16th. It's called I'm Your Emotional Support Animal. Get the links at adamcarolla.com.